This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan, and we are on Twitter.
At Funny Danny for me, at Grant H. Paulson for Grant H. Paulson.
We are also on Instagram. Last five photos, Danny. You know I like to do this.
Oh, let's do it. Instagram.
Instagram. Paulson. All right. Last five photos. Oh, you're not going to like mine. I've got a lot of food here.
Ooh.
All right. Last five photos. We've got my meal prep for Thursday and Friday lunches.
So much meal prep.
Grilled chicken and a bunch of stir fry like vegetables, basically.
Yeah.
In Tupperware. I've got a very romantic looking outback table. Not outback, the restaurant.
But it's out back of your house.
On the back of my deck. I've got a table with a candle and some flowers and steak and deliciousness that I prepared. I've got a bowl of kava. I've then got the latest EMP 180 weight loss body comp that I got. A picture of it saying 193.3, which I was pretty happy about. And let's see. The fifth one was me and Santana Moss getting ready to call the last Washington Valor game of the season.
Got myself a Capital Chili cook-off repost. That is this weekend, by the way, tomorrow. I am excited about that. I'm hosting the VIP Beer Garden. The Biergarten is going to be a blasty blast. Those guys have been awesome. So cool to meet them. It's at the fairgrounds. Not the fairgrounds. What do you call this thing? The bullpen tomorrow.
The bullpen is the word.
I don't know why I said fairgrounds. Then I've got a menage picture of sunset, a really nice sunset down at the beach. Hope no one was offended. A picture of a terrifying spider. This is a horrid-looking evil spider, and I wasn't that close to it when I took this picture. Just give yourself a gander at that. That's a spider.
Wow, that's a big spider.
That is the kind of spider that if you are...
It's a wolf spider, I believe.
I don't know. I'm not a spider expert. I know that if you get bitten by it, you get superpowers, but it comes at great cost. You can't have good relationships with people because they become liabilities. That was the plot of the first stupid Spider-Man movie, and then two pictures of the delightful beach in...
Heavy vacation, last five Instagram pics for you, which I respect.
Sure.
Put it in pen is a new segment we'll be doing here on Grant and Danny. Put it in pen. This is your prediction. Are we going Redskins theme here? Do we want a Redskins put it in pen?
I'd like that.
Is that what we're looking for?
Guys liked it, right?
It's got to be bold. It's got to be something that the average person right now wouldn't predict. 800-636-1067. Would you like me to get us started?
Can you just show people how to do this?
Danny, put it in pen.
All right.
Mason Foster and Zach Brown will be your starting inside linebackers for the Washington Redskins when they are healthy this season. Will Compton, who I like, and I don't like saying this about, will be your third inside linebacker. He was the first of the developing prospects internally to become a starter. Then Mason Foster joined him. He was kind of viewed as the leader of the defense most of last season. I think Compton's coming off the bench. Zach Brown's too good to sit. Frankly, he's better than both of them. Mason Foster may have become, at this point, an upgrade over Will Compton. I just think you go back to Week 17 against the Giants, how well he played. The training camp that everyone's saying he's dominated. The way he looked in the preseason in Week 1 against Baltimore, he was great, I thought. Mason Foster, Zach Brown are your two best ILBs. That's what should matter. They should be on the field. That's going to be your starting inside linebacking tandem.
Greg, if you could do me a personal favor, pick up that little pen that's right there on your show sheet.
Okay? Which one?
It's the one right in front. It's a blue one. You're pointing at it right
blue
now.
Pen?
And that's the one, yeah.
Okay.
Put this in pen.
Okay.
Not a bold prediction. Ryan Kerrigan's going to lead your team in sacks. That's something that's not that big
put
of a deal.
Put that in pen?
No. Put this in pen.
Okay.
The second leading sacker, if that's even the right terminology to use, will be Ryan Anderson of your Washington Redskins.
The rookie, Junior Gallette?
He will have more sacks than Junior Gallette.
Over Preston Smith? Over Jonathan Allen.
Ryan Anderson will have the second most. I believe he'll be in the 7.5 to 8 range, which will have him edge out the other guys that you mentioned.
If he has 8 sacks, I will attempt to do a cartwheel. How about that?
You will? Yeah.
I'm thinking
put that down.
4.5 to 5 for him. Something in that range.
That, to me, it would mean that my prediction obviously didn't come true. But
that would mean we put it in pencil.
Yeah, it would mean he's part of the rotation, doesn't emerge as the guy.
Let's go to Jeff, who's in Woodbridge. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, Greg and Donnie. How are you doing on this day for the inaugural Putting It In Pen Day?
Doing
great. The first time we played a little Put It In Pen Day, Jeff.
We got a feel for it, Jeff. Or is it Josh?
Joe.
Bob. Hey, I think Kirk Cousins is going to throw for 42 touchdowns at a minimum, which is going to make him
you
the number one total.
Say it one more time.
42.
42?
42 touchdowns.
42.
Now, you got to say, you got to start or finish it by saying, put it in pen.
Put it in pen.
I just wrote it down.
Boom. Jeff in Woodbridge, 42 touchdowns for Kirk Cousins, who's never thrown 30 touchdowns. Now, is he counting rushing touchdowns? Like, maybe he's got 38 passing, 4 rushing?
He said throw for 42 touchdowns.
Oof.
If I tell you this right now, if that happens, they win the division, and they're hosting a playoff game. I mean, that means that offense is rolling.
If he throws for 42 touchdowns, they probably win 12 games.
Yeah.
I mean, they are the best iteration of the Redskins of my adult life. I'm smiling just talking about it.
They're just killing people.
My lips are filling with smile. I'll have you know that if he threw for 42 touchdowns, it would be the ninth most in the history of the NFL. Peyton Manning threw for 55. Tom Brady threw for 50. Manning threw for 49. Marino, way back in 84, threw for 48, which is insane.
Under-talked about, by the way, that season.
Drew Brees threw for 46. Rodgers threw for 45. Marino for 44. Brees for 43. That's the list. That's it. 42 would be right after those
names. By the way, I would be a pig rolling in mud in mild weather with 32, let alone 42.
The segment is called Put It In Pen. We want your bold Redskins prediction that's going to come true. Tom in Silver Spring, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Question. How many nationally televised games do we have? We have 5 this year, right?
That is
five
correct.
Of them, yes.
Okay, so I'm ready to put it in pen.
All right, go ahead.
I'll be a little optimistic here. I think we will win, at the absolute most, 1 nationally televised game, because we never win on national TV. And then 2, Thanksgiving will be ruined for the second year in a row.
Oh, the Thanksgiving night game against the New York Giants.
1-4 in primetime games. That's what I've got, by the way. That sounds right.
He is predicting for the second time in as many seasons that the Washingtons lose on Thanksgiving. A couple of thoughts reacting to those. Thanksgiving against the Giants, I could see that. That's not bold enough. Is 1-4 on primetime bold enough for a put it in pen? Now, you could say that maybe it's bold just because he's predicting that they're going to win a primetime game. That's fairly bold.
That's crazy talk.
But I'm with you. Like, 2-3, 1-4 would be the Vegas expectation. Their primetime games, pull up the schedule real quick. One of them is against the Giants on Thanksgiving. One is against the Oakland Raiders on Monday Night Football. That's an L.
Weeks 3 and 4. Oakland Raiders at home at Kansas City.
They're at Kansas City at night?
Yeah.
Sunday night?
October 2nd. I believe that's Monday Night Football.
I thought they played the Raiders on Monday Night Football the week before. October 2nd is going to be a... Let's see. Hold on.
September 24th, they play the Raiders. Is that a Sunday or Monday?
That is a... This is terrible radio. September 24th is a Sunday night. That's why.
Yeah.
Monday the 2nd. Mm-hmm. So they're Chiefs Monday Night Football.
Yep.
Raiders Sunday Night Football.
Yep.
So 8 days apart.
Then Sunday night against the Eagles, October 23rd.
Yeah.
And then the Thanksgiving against the Giants.
Wow.
There's 4. Ew. 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 Should never happen, ever.
800-636-1067. This was a great segment until the last 100 seconds. We'll act like they never happened.
Put it in pen. It was a great segment to the last 30 seconds.
It was.
60
Let's
seconds.
Get your put it in pen proclamations next. Lines are open. Fill them up. 800-636-1067. We'll give you more of our bold Redskins predictions. We'll put them in pen next. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.